The Dow Jones plummets 760 points in the worst day of 2019 as trade wars intensify. But guess what? We know something that went up 9 to 10% today. So stay tuned.
What up? What up? It's your boy Vigo Saatchi. This is the Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to the Investor Show with your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming all the way live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Hit that bell icon as new videos and content drop. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. What a day it was today. We've seen the Dow Jones crash over 800, I won't say crash, but it slid over 800 points due to China devaluing its currency. This is another tactic on a trade war. I already told you guys in the conversations before, America has been in a trade deficit, meaning that we have been importing more than we've exporting. So Trump is coming along and he's been kind of flexing his muscles, intensifying everything. But long story short, the market plummeted, as we can see here, the NASDAQ, the Dow, across the board, all had a bad day today. But guess what? There was something that went up 9 to 10%. Something I showed you guys in the past, guys and girls in the past, but I kind of want to show you in real life how it kind of happens. So right here, you're looking at symbol SPXS. That is S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, X as in X-ray, S as in Sierra. That is the symbol, right? This is a leverage ETF. This is a leverage bearish ETF, meaning every time the market goes down, this thing goes up. So right now it's trading for $20. Early, I want to say Friday, it was at like 17 to 18 bucks, but it had a nice day today because the market trashed 800 points. And you can see this thing go up 9. It was up 10% at the high of the day that I think I saw that. But it closed out at 8.97. So why am I showing you this? It's to show you ways to help hedge your portfolio. So if you was a very bullish person, bearish person, not bearish, but a bullish person, I'm getting mixed up a little bit. You're a very bullish person, meaning that you was anticipating on the market doing well. The market was hitting new highs, crushing, going up, 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 and you kept buying more and more and more and more. And if you had nothing in your portfolio to prepare you for the downside, meaning that you didn't have any bonds, you didn't have any gold, you didn't have any utilities, you didn't have anything to counter your downside, this is something to help counter your downside. Because guess what? People talk about market crashes night and day, every day. It's like saying, hey, guess what? It's going to rain again. It's going to rain again. And no matter where you're listening to this from, guess what? It is going to rain again. The question is when, right? It's just like everybody saying the market's going to crash. Market's going to crash. When is it going to crash? This year, next year, tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon? We don't know. But you can guarantee that it will happen again. And I'm showing you this as a way of, hey, look, these are a way to diversify your portfolio. Today could have been a nice 8, 9, 10% return. And I even think, if I'm not mistaken, that it even pays a nice little dividend. And why would you care about a dividend? It does pay a 1.55% dividend. Because as the market is continuing to go up, you can buy you can collect dividends. And then when it takes a downturn, this is when you can go in, you can sell things like this to make better long-term effects. What good does it do if there's a clearance like today and you have no money? Everything in your portfolio sucks. This is a way to hedge your portfolio. This is a way you can see it right here in real life. And I'm out. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe. I'm out. Love you and thank you. Peace.